All right, what's happening, all you holiday hunks out there? It's time once again for Monsters in the Morning. My name is Mr. Maniac. Back with me as always is
Santa, reindeers, sleighs, sleds, snowballs, presents, ornaments, garland, Yule tidings, star, tree. It's me, Touchdown Charlie.
All right.
It is the holiday season. I am in the mood, Mike.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, I saw you practicing all those nouns in the dressing room before we got on air. And I got to say, I'm quite impressed that you were able to string them all together.
Well, Mike, a noun is a person, place, or thing.
You gosh darn right about that.
Yeah.
You really are. And aren't those the most important things in life? People, the ones we love, places where we show our love, and the things we give to each other to solidify that love for one another.
Oh my gosh.
It's the holidays.
It is, Mike. I'm just pouring out milky eggnog-like liquid from my body. I mean that figuratively. Don't get...
Okay, I was going to say, I was going to call the hazmat team over here.
All right, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen, Monsters in the Morning, giving you guys all the sports news that you could handle. And I'll tell you this much, there's quite a lot this week.
Right, yeah, there's been a lot in sports. You know what that sound means? Construction. I'm talking about miter saws, 5/16 chalk lines, hammer drills, sawzaws, boom lifts. I'm talking about conduit, propane tanks, nail guns. Construction.
All right, and we are back, WVBI Monsters in the Morning, giving you guys all the news that you could use, all in a nice, hefty, neat little package. Ain't that nice?
Or a Ziploc bag, if you've got it.
Yeah, if you got the coin for them.
It's got to have that double seal, though, Mike.
You're getting the double seals?
It's the only one I'll get.
For a guy who's always, you know, saying he doesn't have the bread, boy, you're sure.
That's what I put my bread in. WVBI.
All right, but in all seriousness, ladies and gentlemen, the Bears come off a huge win against them old Bengals. I mean, they racked up 33 points, first time in 3 years, and boy, was that a fun game to watch. Real fun, real motivation booster, you know? Really makes the team come together after a nice good old game on the gridiron. Am I right?
Yeah, but Mike, they beat the Bengals. Big deal, right? I mean, that's like beating up the kid in school who wore the pants that were too short, only went up to their ankles. You know?
Who was doing that?
Well, me. That's what I wore.
And so you were being abused by children at your school. You were being bullied.
I was an easy prey.
That explains a lot.
I had short pants.
Yeah, they.
Not that they didn't fit, Mike. My mother would take the extra material. She would cut it off at the bottom, take the 4 inches off the bottom, and she'd use that. She'd fashion things like underpants. And then when those got old, we'd use them as washcloths to bathe ourselves.
In old tin tubs?
Yeah, we had a tin tub. Sure did get rusty, though.
I bet.
Hi, this message is for Touchdown Charlie. This is Cameron. Charlie, I'm calling about last Saturday. We were all out at the stink pit. Just as we were about to settle up, you went to the bathroom, and I guess you snuck out the back door. So I threw in for you. You owe me $30. I guess put in an envelope and put it under my door. You know where I live, you know, the apartment building, the red brick building over on 5th and Monroe. So please get that to me whenever you can, okay? And another thing I wanted to talk to you about was when we...
Somebody out here asking about...
Brian. Brian, what?
It's
can't you see I'm on the fucking phone?
I'm sorry. He said it's an...
What?
He said it's an...
Brian, I wasn't answering. I heard you knocking, obviously. What?
He wants...
Tell him I'll be out in a fucking minute. I'm on the phone.
Okay, all right.
I don't give a fuck!
All right.
Brian, you know what? Go home. Why? You constantly do this.
Why?
I got an office door for a reason, and it's closed for a reason.
I know, but you weren't answering.
Yeah, well, this is like the third time this week.
Because you never...
Not to mention all the other times. God damn it. Get the fuck out. I don't care about your numbers. I don't care if you are at the top of the sales list.
Cameron.
Get the fuck out.
Okay, Charlie, you know my number. This is Cameron. So, I hope to talk to you soon. Okay. All right, bye-bye. All right, this is Cameron.
All right, Ed, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, right now I am beaming. I just got back from the Bulls game.
Beam me up, Scotty.
I just got
from
back
Star
from...
Star Trek.
I know. I was a fool to say something to that extent. I was such a fool. Why? Why did I do it? I was thinking, I was like, you know, why? Should I say it? Should I not say it? I'm like, but you know, this is how I feel. This is how I'm feeling right now. But boy, oh boy, you proved me right again. So bravo. Good job on that. Beat me up.
You know what that sound means? Construction. I'm talking about vice grips, dumpsters, and laser levels construction.
So I'm over at the Madhouse at Madison, the UC.
That?
The United Center.
What'd you call it? The Madhouse?
The Madhouse on Madison. Oh yeah, baby. You know it.
Did you just make that up?
Oh no. No, I wish. I wish. No, it's a popular phrase that us sports buffs like to use a lot in referring to the home arena.
I guess I should start using it too then.
You should. You really should. I mean, when people ask me, what are you doing tonight? I usually say I'm headed off to the Madhouse.
So what, every night you go there?
Not every night. No, I don't. I can't. It's exhausting.
And they don't play every night, do they?
No, they don't. They play a lot of nights though. They really do. And you know, these games last long.
They're what? They're 6-7 hour games?
No, not 6. You know, you're there for about 3 hours though. I mean, we like to get there early though. We like to get the nachos. We like to get the soda. We like to get the popcorn, the combo packs. We like to walk around, mosey around. You know, look at the suites.
I didn't know they had Segways over there.
What do you mean?
Well, you said that you like to walk around. I assume you mean that you were on a Segway.
No,
you're on a...
What, a motorbike?
A motor vehicle of some kind.
No.
According to you.
Why would I be doing that? I'm in an arena. I'm walking around the arena.
It's a big arena from what I hear.
It is.
You walk all the way around it?
I walk as far as I need to go. I got pretty good seats, you know? But I like to get there early, like I said. I like to get there early so we could, you know, we could find our spot. I like to get my nachos. I like to get my combo pack. Usually they got these Madhouse burgers. Usually get a couple of those.
Mike, I'd love to go there to a game with you, but unfortunately, I can't be on Madison.
You're not allowed.
I'm not allowed anywhere north side of Chicago. And as you know, Madison is zero, okay? It's the divider from the north and the south.
Yeah.
I can't even be on that.
You can't even be on that fringe. You can't even be at the event horizon.
That's right. Rahm Emanuel will lock me up. He says, you stay down there in the south, do what you're doing. Well, not up here, buddy.
Well, that's actually good news for me because if I ever see you out there, I'll be the first one to give old Ron a call.
Go ahead, call him, Mike.
I will. I got his number.
You got his number?
Yeah, Tommy Skilling gave it to me.
Tom Skilling? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think the whole you, Tom Skilling thing is a bunch of...
Get out of here.
A bunch of BS.
You've seen pictures.
I've seen what looks to be... Photoshopped pictures of some fat guy with another fat guy. What am I supposed to think, Mike? What happened to our holiday spirit?
I'm still full of it right now.
Yeah, you're full of something, all right. Shit. WBBI. You know what that sound means? Construction. Construction. What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got in that gym bag? What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got?
Oh, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got in that gym bag? Okay, Mike, what do you got?
All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, well, here it is. I actually got myself a 15-minute hourglass. I use it to time my workouts. Old school.
Wow. Yeah. That looks like a piece from one of those games that you play. A little timer.
It may have come from an old board game, but
it's not really an hourglass if it's 15 minutes. It's a 15-minute glass.
15-minute hourglass.
Quarter hourglass. What else you got there, Mike?
Oh, you'll love this. This is a dinosaur bone.
Ooh.
Yeah, real.
Replica?
No, a real dinosaur bone.
Who'd you get it from?
I actually got it from my hookup over at the Field Museum.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can I see it?
No, I can't. I can't let you touch it. Okay. You have to use special gloves.
Okay.
And ooh, little after workout snack. Nothing better than a good old king size Butterfinger.
Don't lay a finger on my candy bar. Is that what they say?
They say, "Don't lay a finger on my
candy bar." Yeah.
On my
candy bar.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say. All right, what do you got?
Don't lay a finger on my candy bar. Doesn't sound...
No, it doesn't, because it's don't lay a finger on my good old-fashioned
candy
chocolatey
bar.
Butterfinger.
Got it. Candy bar. Okay.
Sure. All right. So, Chuck, what do you got in that old bag of yours?
Let's take a look. We've got... Ooh. Okay, I've got a couple of old dinner rolls here. Some leftover dinner rolls from the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Got them in a Ziploc bag.
Mm.
So they're good for days.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an old washcloth here that I fashioned they used to be an old pair of underpants and I cycle of life, give it one more shot.
You're going back to what old mama taught you.
Mm-hmm.
Mama taught you well, I guess.
I guess so. And finally, I have here it's a picture of me. And Tom Skilling.
Get out of here.
Yep, look at that.
No,
see?
Get out of here.
That's not doctored, Mike.
Let me see that. You idiot. This is a picture of me and you.
Oh, I knew he looked familiar.
What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got in that gym bag? What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got?
Oh, what do I got?
What do you got in that gym bag?
All right, that's going to be wrapping things up here at Monsters in the Morning. Once again, my name is Mr. Maniac Mike. With me as always, ooh.
I was fiddling with the Chinese finger trap, and now my fingers are stuck. It's me, Touchdown Chuck.
I got to be careful with those.
Ow, they're stuck, Mike. Ow.
Whoa, careful. Let's put them together. Together?
I can't.
No, put them together.
I'm panicking, Mike.
Put them together. Now squeeze. Now release. See? See how that works?
Let's go get a beer.
Yeah.